Hi, it's Kevin Bailey. This is day two of the Cloud Security Alliance conference in Frankfurt, and looks like good attendance still. There's probably about three quarters of the original 250 attendees still here. Looking forward to a good day of sessions covering everything that you can think of on the cloud security side of things. So first up is a gentleman called Aaron Frangenbaum, who is head of security for Google Apps, and he's looking at cloud computing and whether or not that he believes or the audience believe that the cloud provider can provide better security than organizations in their current data centers. Aaron believes that cloud service providers could provide as equal, i.e. as good, or if not better, security posture than existing data centers, and also believes the fact that because the cloud providers have greater economies of scale, they can learn better practices, best practices, as they build their infrastructure out and attract greater clients. The Google infrastructure is obviously built on generic types of environments, and they call it their gold standard. Google, by the way, is the third largest server provider in the world, even though they don't provide their servers out to the commercial market. It's a good position to be in, but every single server is the same. So if they find an anomaly on a server or their infrastructure, they're able to go in there and resolve it. With this type of infrastructure, Aaron actually put out a statistic to the audience that in 2011, just gone, they actually provided five nines availability, which means there was only 5 minutes downtime across the year that their system was unavailable to their users. When asked about some of the key accomplishments that Google had done or provided out to the market, specifically in the security side of things, Aaron quoted their two-factor authentication as one of their best accomplishments, and the fact that if you go into any Google app now, you should be asked for two forms of ID or password before you can get in, which increases the security environment that you're working to. Google believes that privacy issues around cloud computing are focused on four key areas, and that's understanding who owns the data, what can the data be used for, who has access to that data, and what laws govern that data. Aaron was very explicit in that he believes, and speaking for Google, that the locality of the data doesn't have the same level of priority as those other areas, which unfortunately many of the audience disagreed with. And when you think of how many countries exist in Europe and the different laws that we all have, even though we're under an e-privacy data laws, they're all interpreted differently. And yesterday, the representative of the Dutch government spoke about how their private cloud is put into a Dutch data center owned by the government, and they've explicitly stated that no data that belongs to a Dutch national will ever leave the boundaries of their country. One of the audience asked Aaron a question around encryption and, if Google are going to put greater encryption in place. Now, Aaron's background is cryptography, and he said, he'd evaluated many, many systems in the past, and some were very good and some were very poor. And he said, the encryption technology is not necessarily the issue here. It's the management of the keys, the public and private keys that allow you access to that encrypted data. And he explained it as saying that, if you had a great, a good encryption system, a bit like a five bolted door, if you then bolt the door and leave the keys under the front mat because you've not got good key management, then you've just wasted your time looking at that encryption system. The next session I went to was around virtualization security, and there were two PhD doctors there from BT, from British Telecom, who opened their session talking about the threat landscape and how a new threat happens every 1.5 seconds, and the target attacks have gone up over 500% over the last year. This is not new to the audience. You know, it's the sort of stuff that we understand and being fed to. But yeah, they were clear that the fact that virtualization has a key part in security, as it allows organizations to embed security software under the operating system level, which makes it harder for the hackers and the cyber criminals to get at our data. As always, I'm looking for new things to learn when you go to these environments. And yeah, you know, I understood about polymorphic malware, which is a bit like a chameleon, where a piece of malware gets put on a system and it changes the way it looks to stop the antivirus systems from identifying it. Well, they came up with a new one, which is paramorphism. So I'm still yet to find out really what it means. And yeah, if somebody could tell me how it's spelt, then I could write that down properly as well. One of the conclusions out of the BT session was that as much as people put in a lot of virtual environments in place, you know, as they go into the cloud, and they're reasonably secure today, the next emerging attacks that will happen will come out looking specifically at the hypervisor security function. So, you know, the cyber criminals know this is happening and they'll find new ways to go and attack the system, either as denial of service systems or going looking for the data. The next person up was Andy Dancer, who's the Chief Technology Officer of Trend Micro. And, you know, he lightened the audience slightly by using his presentation, which was the 10 things and 10 reasons why not to virtualize your environment. Even though he acknowledged that, you know, with virtualization, you can achieve 30% greater density on your servers. If you put security into the hypervisor, and now you can use those extra cycles for processing power, or even from a revenue and budget viewpoint, use those for more commercial aware application development. He started looking at things that were the reasons people should look at whether or not virtualization was the implementation they should use. And it's things like virtualization unfriendly licensing, where software and hardware providers have not adapted their licensing to acknowledge the fact that you could have 8 virtual servers running on a physical server. There's also a key issue around the fact there's not a safe way to manage encryption keys. The key management is obviously easier in a physical environment when you look at encryption systems that are there, and they're a lot harder to deal with in virtualized environments. So, you know, if you're looking after data and you're managing those systems, then that's something you should look at. He also said that if you work for a cheapskate, i.e. your boss doesn't give you no money, don't virtualize. Half a virtualization project does not equal, you know, at least a reasonable system. You know, it really is a deal of, if you're going to do it, then do it properly. Otherwise, don't do it at all. The next guy up on this session was Marcus Henning, who's the Chief Technology Officer for Sophos. And he was looking at BYOD, I bring your own device in the cloud, and stating, you know, this does not work. And this was reaffirmed later in the day when a lot of other panel members on other sessions said that, you know, when you go into the cloud, you give up your rights for your favorite devices that are there. You have to rely on the cloud service provider to enforce the policies to allow you to run an efficient business and a secure business. But you have to be aware that when you move into the cloud, you may end up giving up those devices because they may not be secure enough for the environment that you're trying to put into place. Marcus also spoke about virtual networks and, spoke about the fact that organizations who have single clouds and want to expand that cloud can actually use virtual networks as a route to another cloud that you've got access to make sure you have quality of service, the service level agreements are being met. And this stops a thing such as cloud bursting, where you need to go and find extra capacity in another area. This allows you to maintain a complete secure environment using the same policies, using the same infrastructure that you've signed up for with that CSP. The next session was around cloud providers, and we had representatives from CA Technology, from Microsoft, and Aaron from Google there. Monica Josie, who is the Chief Security Advisor from Microsoft, made sure the audience understood that when you go to a cloud service provider, you trust them, but that doesn't mean you're hands off. You still have to make sure that the policies that you give them, they can implement and manage. And you still need to make sure you manage the security posture of your infrastructure, your people, the environment that they're working in. The fact that somebody is now outsourcing and managing your operation, your computing operation, and enforcing your policies, you have to make sure the physical side of your infrastructure and the way that you want to run your business, you still have a hold of that and continue with it. The gentleman from CA Technologies, Yves LaRue, spoke about composite applications. This is where an application uses multiple services for its delivery. And yeah, when you work in a cloud environment, you're not necessarily understanding where all those services happen, which when you build that into authentication systems where you want to use federated authentication, i.e. single sign-on, suddenly becomes very, very complex. And yeah, it's something that needs to be managed, something that needs to be looked at in the future. But you need to take into account of this as well when you move into cloud services to make sure that if you're using a composite application, that you understand how that's going to be serviced for you. And yeah, you know, Eve made a statement, the fact that you know, many people think software as a service, i.e. SaaS, is relatively new and being built up. There are actually over 185,000 different SaaS offerings out in the market today. When the man from Google, Aaron, was asked about private clouds, it was an interesting comment. He and Google see private clouds as just an elasticity and optimization of using existing capacity, where most private clouds are built within an organization's existing infrastructure. And, you know, and he sees this really as an oxymoron. He sees it very much alike to military intelligence. And says, you know, if people are going to go cloud, then go public cloud. Don't go private cloud. But then again, that's what we would expect him to say. The conversation around bring your own device in cloud was raised again, and was a clear thing here around mobile device management. And, you know, if an individual leaves an organization or a device goes out of policy, then how do you use the device management technology to wipe the device, i.e. stop access to corporate data, when you actually can't differentiate between a JPEG that could be a picture of a corporate building or a piece of product against someone's holiday pictures? Yeah, CSPs are not allowed to go and intrinsically, forensically analyze the data. So something's got to be built to allow that separation of those two different types of data levels and data images that exist on people's devices. A question was asked by the audience, you know, how do CSPs deal with the fact that cyber criminals could use a cloud service provider to build applications and then use those against either organizations in the cloud service that's being provided or other environments? And yeah, all the panel came back and said that, you know, it's everybody's responsibility to make sure that they understand who they're taking on as clients. And, you know, if you come to this environment, which they called the dark cloud, Google actually said maybe we should create a new service called Attack as a Service that was on there. But CSPs have got to understand, you know, as Spider-Man once said, with great powers comes great responsibility. And, you know, we need them to take some of that responsibility, a bit like we are asking ISPs around the movement of data on, you know, mobile networks. coming back to one of the original questions at the beginning of the day, Google was asked, you know, are cloud service providers providing a better level of service and will hackers go in and target them? And, you know, he stated that, you know, attackers will continue and will go looking for cloud service providers because that's where the data is. You know, it's very much alike to Jesse James when he was asked, why do you rob banks? And he said, well, that's where the money is. And yeah, hackers will deal it the same way. CSPs have where the data is, so that's where the hackers will start to go. The last session of the day that I attended was done by Dr. Robert Bohn, who is the program manager at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is an organization part of the US government's Department of Commerce. And they're responsible across all different environments to build correct standards, you know, provide frameworks for technology. And Robert actually heads up the cloud computing environment, where they're now in the third phase of rolling out the standards and technology documentation for people to look at. And it's not just the US government this deals with. This comes into the European Union and also to people like ENISA, which is the security organisation here in Europe. I think, you know, summarising what he said, this is very much like building the aeroplane while it's flying it. They're learning all the time. It's an iterative process. And yeah, hopefully they'll get it sorted very, very soon. And that will now stay in that's to be run across different cloud environments throughout the world. And, you know, whether that's frameworks for how you build the infrastructure, but not standards as in regulation standards. As I mentioned yesterday, the EU are not looking for people to have certification standards in place for people to be able to run clouds. They're leaving that from a bottom-up view. So overall, for the 2 days, it was very good. Good attendance, good speakers, something that I would encourage other people to go along. Wasn't technology focused, was more about the business and the risks and the issues with it, but also from a positive view about how security can work in the cloud. So I hope you find this interesting, and keep your ears and eyes and ears open. Hopefully I'll have another one for you soon, wherever I end up. Thanks.